You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Pickettown, any town, Pratique.
Blue Lake.
Which is where your show, The Long Way, will be playing on Wednesday.
That is correct. Wednesday, October 26th at... No, Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m.
October 26th is whenever it's going to be in New York, right?
That's correct. October 26th is in New York. But let's not get that confused. October 11th at 8 p.m. at Del Arte.
Okay, so there is going to be an amazing solar show. That's what we're getting to on Wednesday at Del Arte in Blue Lake. And this show is going to go to Colorado Springs and then going to be over in New York City to play a prestigious solo festival called the United Solo Acts
Festival. United Solo Festival.
I was overthinking it.
Yes. No, it's the United Solo Festival.
How hard is it to get into that?
It's a curated festival, so you send your entire video, unedited video of the show, and then they invite you. And it's performed on off-Broadway. It's on 42nd Street at Theater Row.
So that's a pretty big deal.
It's pretty exciting, yes.
And you've been working on this for a couple of years now.
Yes. The first iteration of it was performed, it was kind of a work in progress showing at Mad Lab 2 years ago. So 2016 Mad Lab at Del Arte as part of their Mad River Festival. But the initial very, very first time that James Hildebrandt, who does shadow puppetry in it, is also a part of the show. The very first time that we did it was actually at the Arcata Playhouse for Puppet Slam.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So it's basically about a guy who goes on a journey and then there's shadow puppetry. I don't know how much you wanted to say about it.
It is, yes. So it involves physical theater and shadow puppetry. And James Hildebrandt is doing the shadow puppetry.
Okay. I want to give a little bit of a synopsis, but I don't, a synopsis rather. But I don't want to, I don't want to give any spoilers.
Yes. So... don't give it away.
People
should just come and watch it. But I'll tell you what it's about. It's inspired from a true story of this French sailor named Bernard Moitessier. This show is not his story, but there are elements of it that are inspired by his story. But it's a story of a man's ocean voyage and his encounters with the sea, both physical encounters with the sea and his spiritual journey through that.
Oh, cool. And then you incorporate shadow puppetry into it, which I find is amazing.
Yes. James Hildebrandt has made some amazing shadow puppets, and he is not behind the screen. So he's part of the story. When you see the show, you'll know why he's there. He's not just there for aesthetic reasons. He's an integral part of the storytelling. And he does all his puppetry in front of the screen so the audience can see him do it. And the images get projected on the sail, which is the sail of the sailboat that the man is traveling on this solo circumnavigation of the world.
Why did you and James decide to do the puppetry in the front?
Because as we developed the story, he became a part of the storytelling, and so it kind of became obvious that he needs to be seen. He doesn't need to be behind the sail. And we weren't trying to hide the fact that there's a person who's doing the shadow puppetry. It's part of the story. There is a reason why that person is doing the shadow puppetry. So we decided to have him.
Oh, cool. And James, for those people who might not know James Hildebrandt, people are familiar with his puppets because if you go to any festivals like the North Country Fair, those are his big elaborate puppets that you usually see in things like the All Species Parade or other things walking around.
Yeah, he is. He's a master puppet maker and Elemental. He does the Elemental project that the Arcata Playhouse does. And he's the technical director here at Del Arte. So I'm really fortunate to be working with him.
And both of you are going out to New York City, which is an expensive trip, and Colorado Springs, and you're using the Wednesday showing as a fundraiser to help recoup some of those costs.
Yes. So all the money from ticket sales on Wednesday is going towards our travel expenses, which we have already paid for. And so it's going to help us recover the hit that we have taken. So whatever you pay is going to go directly into our flight to NYC, New York City.
Why are you going to Colorado Springs first?
Because I thought, because the flights cost the same if you have a stopover in Colorado Springs. Most of the flights have a stopover in Denver anyways. And so we did a multi-city flight, which cost us the same as going directly to New York. So we thought it would be good to kind of stop there and perform there. And we got connected with the Milibo Art Theater, which is a really cool space, kind of like Del Arte, 100-seater raked seating. And so we said, why not make it a tour? Why not make it a cross-country tour?
Cool.
So,
well, I hope that you get really good response from it. And it's really neat that you got into the United Solo Festival, which is definitely really impressive.
Yes, it's exciting. Both James and I are really excited to go to this. It's the world's largest solo festival. So
are you
only
nervous?
Sorry?
Are you nervous?
Yes, of course. there are going to be a lot of international performers, solo performers there. It's primarily a solo festival, so there's no other kind of work that happens. So we're excited to go perform on Off-Broadway. It's like right on 42nd Street, and meet other performers, see what kind of work is there, and also put our work out in the world and see what the response is.
Well, it's really cool to see a lot of work that's being made here in Humboldt County go out to New York City.
Yeah, it's it started here, right here in Blue Lake at Del Arte, in residency here. I'm a artist in residency at Del Arte, and so I started making work here. And it's exciting to see that now this work is traveling all the way across to the East Coast and performing there.
Awesome. Well, high five.
High five to you, too.
And once again, that's Wednesday at 8 p.m. on over here at Del Arte. Make sure to come and check it out. It's called The Long Way. We're going to take a short break, and we'll get back into more music in just a second. You're listening to KHAM.